I am. Right quick. Can everybody hear me okay? Speak up. I'm not going to speak up. So if you can't hear me, I need you to come in a little bit closer and everything. I want to be very comfortable. That is part of the pivot. I'm not going to lie. Honestly and truly, like, this is exactly how I wanted something like this to be. I'm looking out in this crowd right here, and I see everybody that's here have like a story with each and every one of you guys. And I'm just appreciative that you guys felt like this was a night, an occasion that you should come out. It's Thursday, it's random, it's unexpected. I didn't expect for this, truthfully. And I'm just grateful for you guys. So, first and foremost, Thunder Day. Shout out to my mom, man. Like, when we start, like November, sometime in Q4 last year, me and my mom, we had a conversation where we said that, well, I told her, I was like, we don't ever talk on the phone. She's like, you don't never got time for me. I was like, well, let's make time. Like, I feel like you make time for what you want to do and everything, right? And ever since that point, she was like, well, I didn't know that you felt that way. And I was like, well, this is exactly how I feel. Truthfully, I do mean this from the bottom of my heart. Like, I would not be anything that anybody like feels or thinks about me if not for your guidance, for the seeds that you planted, for the love that you poured into me, the protection that you provided for me, the tough love, the intentional words that you gave to me, everything. And so I'm just so appreciative of you. I feel like everything that I do is a reflection of you, and because of that, like, I try to be very precise, you know, with that. So thank you, Mom, for everything that you've done for me and everything, right? And I wanted to make sure that I said that first. And to be truthful, I didn't even know that you was going to be here tonight, because it's late on a Thursday night. Yes. And you are who you are in the community. I'm not going to put you out on blast or whatever. But those know what you do. And I didn't know that you was going to be here. And I still wanted to say that. So thank you, you know, for everything, you know?
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, that being said, I don't really like attention, I'm not gonna lie. You see what I'm saying?
That's
what
you're saying. The other way while you talk about it. Stranger things can happen in the world.
On the real, I don't even all the way know how to receive attention.
Step into your life, she looks good on you.
You feel me? To that point, like, I practice turning on the light. You see what I'm saying? And standing in front of it and saying and doing things or whatever, and it's brought a lot of things. It's brought a lot of attention, clout. I probably shouldn't say this while I'm recording. That's crazy. Money, companionship. You feel me? And that's crazy. On the real, like, I had to be honest with myself about what I felt like was important to me. And 2023 is probably maybe the most successful year of my life, if I'm being real. Like, in terms of money, in terms of reach, in terms of influence. On some G, like, I remember walking into my place of employment, and so I didn't know her from Adam, like, and she didn't know me from Adam, but like, she did. She's like, wait, you be doing X, Y, and Z or whatever? And that was so weird to me. I'm just trying to go in the clock and go do my job or whatever, you feel me? And she's like, I watch everything that you do. I read all of your words. I consume your, what you do and stuff, right? And I don't know, for some people that means the world to them or whatever. And at the top of 2023, we had just gotten back from California. And that was a really important trip for me. I went to the West Coast for the first time. I took my daughter to the West Coast for the first time. And it was amazing. We spent time with family. I reevaluated what it meant to be community. You see what I mean? I saw my brother. I saw the way that he impacted the world that he lived in, the world that he existed in. And like, what's important to him, what like gives him fulfillment, whatever. And I got to participate in that too. And I came back here, I said, I'm going to push all of my chips to the middle of the table, and I'm going to go all the way with it. I remember I worked, I don't remember the exact number of days straight. It was like 40 or 50 or something like that. So much so that my boss, they called me in front of the entire company or whatever, and they recognized me. They say, go home, take the day off, go watch a movie or something, you feel me? And I appreciated that as well. My point is that the entire calendar of January through December 2023, I felt like I gave everything that I had to give to all of the things that if somebody else were dictating what's important, you know, that's what I said or whatever, right? And in the midst of that, anybody that's close to me knows that there was like a, I don't want to say a loneliness, but there was something that was missing. There was like an emptiness or whatever. It's like, I'm not really fulfilled by this. I told you it was the most successful year of my entire life. I'm 31 going on 32. And it's like, well, how can I stand in front of thousands of people that are only here because of my efforts and still be like, all right, you know, this is lonely. You feel me? And this is probably the part, I'm being honest and vulnerable, because like I said, this is the most ideal scenario for me. This is exactly how I would want a night like this to feel like. Because everybody that's in this room right now, I have stories with, and I feel like a personal connection with. All the way down to Jada, you know, who back, you know, I was just looking at a Facebook memory from 2017, and she was like on the cover of the relaunch of Flypaper and everything. Like, that's how far back, you talking, you know what I'm talking about, you feel me? And for a lot of people, like, Flypaper's the first time that they really started to know me or whatever. But then there's other people that know me since, you know, I was 14 years old. Talking about Brian, talking about Makeda. I appreciate you so much. I want to make sure I don't lose my thought and everything. I mean, because they loved me, they kept inviting me drinks and all that type of stuff. Sir. One of, outside of family, one of the people that I've known probably the longest in my life or whatever is also here tonight. And it's somebody that like inspired me to first start writing in the first place. And I know that that's true because I got the journal that I was like first writing in like way back then, you know? And I just feel like there's a lot of freedom in expression, and I feel like there is a liberation in expression and everything. Just tell the truth about it. And you know, I'm really grateful for them because, you know, I don't think that anything that would have happened over these last 20 years would have happened if not for that, whatever. So I am very thankful for that. And that kind of, you know, sets the tone for everything else. Going back to what I was saying about 2023 though, it was a successful year. I hit every single milestone that I was looking for. I checked off every single box. There's not a single thing like, humbly, I say this, like, I don't think that there are many people that I could sit across from, and we're looking at our resumes, We're looking at our dossier, we're looking at our projects, we're looking at our accomplishments, we're looking at, you know, this is what I did, my impact. At 31, and that they can outclass me, you know? Maybe if you got another 30 years on me, then that's a different type of story, but even those people, I'm not gonna say niggas, even though I just, even those people, I feel like, you know, I could talk to them as well, whatever, you feel me? In October, we get into the end of the year, and I really felt like something had to change. And I didn't know what necessarily needed to change. I just knew that something had to change. I had people that were coming up to me from all of my different walks of life. I'm talking about politically, I'm talking about in the creative space, I'm talking about professionally, I'm talking about projects that I started. And they would come in and talk to me, I was like, yo, you're not giving me enough, whatever. Probably the most painful was when people were coming up to me, it's like, yo, I have to accept the fact that I'm not part of your village. I see the way that you treat the people that are part of your village, and that's okay. But I'm not one of those, and I'm okay with that or whatever. And it really bothered me, like, bro, this is stuff that I'm up all night, like, thinking about and stuff. You see what I'm saying? Like, anybody that knows me knows that I feel like, or one of my mantras is that I hate slavery. I hate anything. Where you don't have the autonomy to make the choices that you want to make, you know, anything that you feel like you're giving more than you're receiving, anything that makes you like pick or choose something over something else or whatever, you feel me? And I just was not satisfied with the way that my life was like spelling out or whatever. And so I made the decision to be still, to listen, to accept whatever my reality was, and I wasn't even looking for a new opportunity. I wasn't looking for a new job because I thought that where I was at was going to be where I was going to be at for the rest of my life. That's a truthful fact or whatever. Anybody that knows me knows that that's how I really feel about it. The crazy thing is about, like, you know, when you have a plan, God be looking at you, and be like, Brian, here, pastor, you understand what I'm saying, though, right? He looked at me, he was like, all right, cool. And so I'm very grateful for the opportunities and the doors that were opened up for me. I will tell you guys now, let me make sure. All right. So I am now the newest public information officer at the Franklin County Board of Commissioners, which is it's a bigger opportunity than I knew that it was. I'm not gonna lie to you guys. I'm the public information officer at the Franklin County Board of Commissioners. Yeah. I'm gonna tell y'all how. I didn't all the way understand what that meant until I was walking in on my first day and I got lost. I couldn't find the elevator and stuff for it. And they pointed me towards it, and my email had said, like, hit, you know, floor 26. So I get on the elevator and 26 is the top floor or whatever. And I'm like, and still that didn't, like, I still didn't understand exactly what that meant or whatever. And even, you know, I'm on day, it doesn't matter what day I'm on. I'm on the day that I'm on. I know what day I'm on. I'm just not, it doesn't matter. I'm in a meeting, you feel me? And while I'm in the meeting, I'm like, oh my God, bro. Like, I'm in the room where it happens. Like, I saw all the things that I've always, like, preached about, all the things I say, yo, somebody should care about this. somebody ought to say something about this. And I, while I'm in the room, seeing people saying and caring and doing the things that I wanted them to do or whatever. And that was exciting, I'm not gonna lie. Like, it was exciting. The unfortunate part though, is that I realized that that comes along with another type of responsibility too. And this is probably the most difficult part of everything, more than leaving NCUS. And I do want to say that I'm very appreciative and I'm grateful for everything that NCUS gave to me. I'm grateful for being in a position that I can help to spread the word about the African American Male Wellness Walk in the agency. I think that the idea of creating a space for Black on Black healing is infinitely important, right? I also think that leaders in the Black community get an unfair shake because there's a lot of things that are stacked up against us systemically, culturally, socially, and a lot of us are in positions to do things where we don't really have role models, we don't have people that are telling them that, yo, this is how you're supposed to engage with this or whatever. And when you make a mistake and you're the quote unquote chosen one, I'm not even talking about me right now, I'm talking about other people. You make a mistake and you're the chosen one, there's very little grace because it's like, yo, we were hoping and expecting for you to be the savior. We were hoping for you to come along and to be the one to finally, like, you know, fix all this shit or whatever. And you misstep and it's like that's held against you forever. You don't even get a chance to say I'm sorry. You say I'm sorry, it's seen as disingenuous or whatever. And so much, and you know, people are only human. And if you're human, you make a mistake, I say I'm sorry, and then you don't accept that apology, then what do you do with that? Except for maybe get cold and bitter. And that happens over the course of 70 years of life. You do the math, that's all I'm trying to say. Anyways. The more important part with all of that is that I'm coming to terms with the fact that because of this new opportunity that I have in front of me, there are other things that if I don't have to let them go, I do have to do them a lot differently. You know what I mean? A lot differently. Shout out to Commissioner Crowley that just came in, man. Thank you so much, Commissioner Crowley. You know what I'm saying? And so I do want to tell you guys, my people, my friends, my family, like I said, this room, even right now, it's like some of the most like intimate, like and closest people in my life or whatever. I know that there's been a lot of support, a lot of appreciation for the things I've done in the community, out in the world, and all that type of stuff. Man, I'm not planning on changing on any of that, but it does have to look differently. That is the facts. Like, if I'm just being honest about it, Columbus Can't Wait is going to look different. I may not be in front of the camera for it anymore. That is a factual statement, you know? Same note, the flip side, the work that I do in the creative community, the ETC, the work that we started with Flypaper, and Chris just walked in too. Shout out to Chris Jones, man, my guy. That also is gonna look different. I feel like I didn't have the opportunity, I didn't have the space, I didn't have the capacity to pour any of the energy into that world the way that I did before. And I wasn't satisfied with that. on some G, Dawn Fred, Reva, a DJ who got her start at Orange Soda. The first party that she ever DJed was Orange Soda. The first time that she decided that she wanted to be a DJ was when she drove out to DC with Burn for Orange Soda. You know what I mean? And her coming out to me and said, you know, I feel like this city doesn't care about me, doesn't pour into me, doesn't love me. Over that bothers me over them. And I feel like it's a dereliction of duty on me. I feel like I haven't done the stuff that I'm supposed to do with it. And I'm not okay with that. There's so many. With Flypaper, when I first took over Flypaper, it was a very intentional conversation. I said, I don't want to be a national clickbaity shade room, Black Sports Online, so on and so forth. I wanted to be intentionally hyper local. I wanted to talk about local creative community. I wanted to talk about culture. There are people that hit me up daily, and I don't even always text them back. Somebody texted me early today, said, yo, you should write a book. I would read that book. I didn't have time to text them back. And I feel really bad. I should text her back. I'm going to text her back. But just be honest with it. And there are people saying, I only found out about this here happening in the city because you told me about it. You know what I mean? I only knew about this because you created a space, and I respected the space because I knew the person that was doing it. And so I'm thinking about this successful last year that I had in 2023. I'm thinking about all these records that I broke and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what is it good for? I said that my mom is, that's how I started. I said my mom is the most important person to me in my life, right? And I said that none of this happens without her. And she said that she felt like she had her son back. And that was so powerful and beautiful to me. Like, it hit me right in my stomach. I was tweeting about you. That's facts only, right? But even more than that, my daughter, yesterday, I took her to Target. And when we was leaving Target, she said, Dad, I love your new job. I said, how do you love my new job? I'm only on day. It doesn't matter what day it is, Baker. I said... She said, I love your new job, Dad. I said, why do you love my new job? She said, I can just tell you're happy. I said, what do you mean? She said, it's the way that you walk, the way that you talk, the way that you listen. That, it hit me right here, you know? And so, no matter... I told Mahogany. Mahogany was the very first person here. And I'm so appreciative of you, cousin. Like, Mahogany was the first person to introduce me to hip hop music. Back when my mom didn't want me to listen to that. It was 1998. You see what I'm saying? Volume 3 had just came out. It was Jay-Z. We was listening to... I'm saying, right? She was the one that first introduced me to Jay-Z, you know what I mean? Thank you, you know what I mean, for all the support that you've also given and stuff over the years and all that. Hey, what was I about to say before y'all started laughing? I forgot.
Yeah,
with
your daughter, she's probably cute. She got
Yeah, but that wasn't it. But it You said it again? Avery, she was just telling me about how much she was, how happy she was that I was, like, happy and all that type of stuff and everything. That was, oh, and it was so important, too. It doesn't matter. Could I say, huh? You said what? She was the first person that was here today, and I do thank you for your support, but that wasn't it either, and I don't remember, but it's okay, because I said I wasn't going to talk long, and I've already talked way too fucking long. I wasn't expecting to talk this long at all. I thought it was gonna be in and out 3 to 5 minutes or whatever, like on some G shit or whatever. I thought that's what it was gonna be. That's crazy. That's crazy. That's hate. That's hate. You got to hate it.
We know you.
That's also hate. That's love. You feel me? Be more like Sizzle. But that is a, that's an important thing or whatever. All right, all right. That's what it is. I want to, it's like a renewal of the vows and everything, right? I'm going to be honest with you guys. Make sure I can say this in here. Sometimes I be in my feelings. Don't laugh. That's crazy.
You
would
have never known.
I did
laugh.
That was
crazy.
Sometimes I be in my feelings, and now I sent an email out, and I told my partners over with the podcast. I was like, hey, you guys got it. You know what I mean? Like, no love lost. I don't want me to get in the way of all of this, or whatever, you know? And it was an emotional day for me, too. But we're not talking about that today. Because today's a day of celebration, Quincy. Yes. You know, honestly. What I do want to say today, though, is like a renewal of the vows, you feel me? Because nobody, when I sent my email, I said, nobody asked me to make Columbus Can't Wait. Nobody was asking me to create a platform for local politics. Nobody asked me to speak about these type of things or whatever. It was something I felt compelled to do. But that's not just Columbus Can't Wait, though. And that was ETC. Nobody asked us to do ETC. Nobody asked us to do Orange Soda. Nobody asked us to do Native Tongues. Nobody asked us to do 614 Day. Nobody asked us to do Flypaper. Yogi asked me to do Flypaper. But nobody asked me to do Flypaper the way that I did Flypaper. You see what I'm saying? Matter of fact, with all the things I just said, there's a lot of resistance to it. It's like, yo, don't do it that way. You feel me? And I was very stubborn in saying, like, this matters. I'm going to do it this way because I feel like it matters. And I feel like it all still matters today.
Yes.
You know, and there's been a lot of times, there's been a lot, as much as I talk, and I do talk a lot, I know I do, online and offline, right? Yeah. And hold on, bro, you ain't have to agree that aggressively. That was crazy. I know that I talk a lot. There's a lot of things that I don't hit send on, though. There's a lot of things that I control myself on.
That was a moment.
Come on,
focus.
Okay.
Mm.
Focus. Even with that being said, when I said it's a pivot, somebody, they corrected me. It's like, yo, it's not a pivot, you know, it's a level up. Like, you know, this is an opening of a new door, a new chapter. I say it's a pivot. My favorite player, I've never said this out loud before, Kobe Bryant. I mean, rest in peace, right? And the move that I love the most from Kobe is when he does pivot. I was 8 years old. I grew out my hair because of him. The first time I grew out my hair, I had an afro. Don't laugh at me. I did have an afro and everything because I wanted to be like Kobe. Like, people want to be like Mike. I want to be like Kobe. Whatever. And I just remember how he would pivot. He would reposition himself on the court so that he can be a more effective player, you know, so that he could accomplish his goals differently and all that. And it was really important for me not to say goodbye because I don't want to say goodbye to anything that I've ever been a part of, whether that's stuff that I joined by invitation or things that I created from my own brain or whatever. I'm not trying to say bye to anything because I felt like if I joined it, if I started it, it came from my heart. And if I ever loved you, I'll always love you. That's how I feel. That's how I was raised. You feel me? And I think that it may need to look different. It's going to look different. But I'm hopeful that even with me adjusting my position on the court, that I can still funnel that same energy, that same intention,
yes,
and still have the same impact that anybody that's in this room right now has felt, you know, like, because I feel like you guys are here for a reason. And I wanted to make sure that I just said that to you guys, because I think that, like, there's been a lot of times in 2023 especially, but all the way back to 2020, maybe even all the way back to 2018, maybe even further back than that, I don't know, where I didn't always live up to what people thought that I should be or whatever. And just because I didn't live up to something doesn't mean that I didn't want to. And I don't know, I just think it's about intention or whatever. So like I said, I wouldn't want for a night like tonight to look anything differently than what this room looks like right now. I'm so grateful for each and every one of you. I'm grateful for the people that hit me that said I couldn't make it because they were sick or they had kids, they had other obligations, or because I told them too late or whatever. I'm grateful for all of them. I'm grateful for this city. I'm grateful for all of it. Like, I think all the pieces matter. And maybe more important than anything, I'm excited about this new chapter. I'm excited about the people that say that they love me more than anything because they created me or they were created by me, saying that, you know, this is the person that I know and I'm familiar with and that I love. I'm excited that my friends, my closest friends, my loved ones, they say, I'm so happy to have you back. I'm happy to be back, you know? And somebody told me, this is the last thing I'll say. Somebody told me earlier this year, earlier this week, same thing. Right? They said, I can't wait to see what it looks like when Malcolm is being at peace without having to worry about external factors intruding on that. And at first I was offended, like, bro, what you mean? Like, bro, can't nobody tell me shit about me, right? I'm just, mom, tell him. But ultimately, I don't know. I think maybe they was right. And I don't know, I think maybe an apology. I didn't say sorry. So, sorry. And yeah, let's see what happens next. So if you have a drink, I know I talk way longer than I say. I said it's gonna be brief. I said it's not gonna be a big to-do. I didn't mean it to be a big to-do. I didn't. You saw me. Anything that I started, anything that I was a part of, that's going to, if it's not back exactly how you look like before, it's going to be back in a way that has the same impact, if not a different impact that goes further. Whatever. That's all I want to say. And also, there's a lot of shit, bro, that I haven't even pulled out my pocket on some Jeep. All right, it's cool. So, to the pivot of the keys, you feel me? All right, that's it.